The opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Well, Bill, what do you have for us today?
Well, we got a sponsor.
Fire away.
Hey, Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. They deal in everything, tractors, mowers, any kind of turf products you're looking for. Give them a call down there, 226-9226. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, and they're ready to go down there. They're getting their inventory in, and could probably take care of about any ag or turf need you have.
Or generators. Don't forget that.
We're not out of fire season yet, so...
No, we just heard sirens.
Yeah, there's it's still warm and the wind's blowing. So run down there and get a brand new Honda. They've got them in stock. Or you can go...
And they're so quiet and so easy to use that...
Well, there's one running in the studio right now. Can you hear it?
Bill's got one in his pocket.
Yeah.
So easy to use, even... My sister and her husband can use it.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
Yeah, yeah. You can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
I had to look away. Look away.
Look away. Yeah, so what do you have for us today?
What's going on? So first off, before I forget, because I forget sometimes, we have 10 years of archives for people to listen to. You've got a really, really wide range of topics. We did so many shows on veterans, South Africa, China, Islam, environmentalism, national security, marijuana, and then we have a category called bad eggs. Those were bad bureaucrats, where we did extensive deep dives on the bad bureaucrats. And those pages get a lot of hits, by the way. Each of those has lists of shows. They're all across the top of the page, and all the programs we did on that topic, and then the archives list all the stuff that's outside of that. But none of it's there's nothing you have to pay for. They're MP3 files. You can download them easily. They're not tricky or complicated. I'm not sure if it has it's all clean, you know. So I was going to say, I'm not sure if it has an age range, but I guess it does. Just depends on your interest. But if you want to learn the whole story, we're a good source for that. And I should also suggest that if people are, you hear an interview with somebody and it's a minute and a half long and they never really get to say anything, and you're thinking, well, that person looked interesting, shoot us that information and we'll see if we can't get them to come on and tell us the rest of it. I do have a guy who is just a ton of information. He's going to come on about fracking next week, maybe the week after. I've been looking for somebody to do a show on fracking forever. Yeah. You hear a lot about it, and it's like it seems to all be one way, and there's not really anything factual given, and it's a lot of hysteria, and then you hear that was fake. And
yeah.
So I want to find out what's going on with this.
We need to know the good, bad, and ugly.
I want to know what's going
fracking.
On with fracking.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a 2-hour show on that here coming up. And today is September 27th, 2020. I also heard there's a movement to stop the daylight savings time rollback because nobody wants another hour of 2020.
No kidding. Let's get it over with.
This should be done.
It's one
hurry
hit
up.
After another.
Let's have another hour forward. See if we can get there quicker. Duh. So I titled our show today China Update because I wasn't really sure which direction we were going to go. Not that it matters. We just follow along anyway. But our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen, was on last week, the last half of last week. We played a show from, the Great Beyond. It was the first time he came on with us, actually, and I thought, well, that'd be a good setup for this coming week. So he has he's been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years, founded and co-founded or been spokesperson for a number of organizations concerning China, and has spoken extensively on issues related to China. He started his activism back in 1989 when he helped to organize supporting activities during the Beijing student movement. He was outraged by the June 4th massacre, and he founded the Tiananmen Square Foundation. He served on the board and of the Press Freedom Guardian and was elected as the vice president of the Independent Federation of Chinese Students and Scholars in the U.S. And it's a fairly long thing. I won't read it all, but I would really suggest you go look at his credentials, because we hear a lot of people now talking about China, and it tends to be fairly skewed. It's either people who think, what? China? They didn't do anything wrong. Or the other people that are like, oh, you have no idea kind of stuff these guys have been up to. I'll skip to the end, though. He was born in China in 1962, so he's a year younger than I am, and, well, he's younger than Bill.
Just a wee child.
By more. At the age of 15, he entered the gifted program at China University of Science and Technology. He came to the U.S. in 1982 to study and received his Ph.D. in molecular biology at the University of California, San Diego. Currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. And don't worry, we probably won't talk about molecular biology because...
Oh, man, I was going to try to segue into that a little bit.
Yeah, Bill's really topics. Sad. We're always sad. Yeah. We don't do a lot of science. Well, we might do some science, but... Anyway, Dr. Chen, I know there is a lot going on, and we have not had an update from you in a while, so kind of yours to run with, however you'd like to go on this.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. Can you hear me?
We can.
Loud and clear.
Sound great.
Hello, everybody in the audience. Yeah, there's a lot has been going on for the, things are happening so quickly, but also so strangely. A lot of this are, yes, covered in a strange way, but a lot of this are not, have not been covered. So, because you're so, to us Chinese, to those who have been familiar with the situation, and also know how to watch it, there's so much that's been going on. But relatively speaking, there's little coverage. I mean, there are a lot of coverage, okay, the coronavirus. But there's a lot of lack of coverage. And, some of it is because the lack of understanding. A lot of this is because there are still effort to cover up for the CCP now. That's the Chinese Communist Party, right? So let me just go into some of the things that have happened and how I read this event, and some of this are perhaps not so familiar to our audience. So now the coronavirus that has still ravaging the world, but also in China. Some people use the second wave of coronavirus. I think that's inaccurate because, the first wave never ended. I mean, it's continuous, right? It's going to different places, but it's the same pandemic. So on that, there are a lot of that is going on. So I'll come back to it. But then on top of the coronavirus, there was a major flood in over half of China. Some were once at a very dangerous, the flood is a threat to, even break the gorgeous dam. Let me ask you, if you have heard about it.
I was just going to tell you, kind of interesting. Since we started talking to you, we finally know what CCP is. And for those of you that are just catching up, it's the Chinese Communist Party. But you do see that more. So you've smartened us up on that. However, I haven't heard anything about a flood. But we have to take a really quick break. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can search that while, while we're on the break. And when we come back, we'll see what it gives us. But you'll have a ton more information. We're going to be right back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chin. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Yeah.
I knew if I put that one in the queue, we'd use it one day. Couldn't help myself. Okay, Dr. Chin, back on a serious note. I just watched a tiny video during the break, and Bill, turns out Bill kind of knew about the flood. I sort of missed it, but oh my gosh, the whole country looks like Houston. I mean, the houses are floating.
Right. So those, a lot of those are the flood, okay, is real.
Yeah.
But many houses are underwater. There's another reason for it, right? It's not entirely natural. So, yeah, so this, okay, this is, first of all, this is the worst flood in China, for as far as history knows. metal coverage. There's some coverage, but the coverage is, you know, out of proportion. Not in proportion with this. Okay, this is the worst. Right, and why there's little coverage? Okay, let me start out with inside China. Right, and this is okay. Something I learned. Long ago, back in 2008, when there was an earthquake in Wenchuan. And from then, from that, I realized the Chinese government is a failed government. This is a, the government is a failure, right? So there's a, if we look up on, you know, Wikipedia, there's a definition of failure government, or government failure, or failure state in that concept. Okay, so now, through this, I learned there's something called the counter-government. I'll come back to this. But let me talk about how this worst flood was dealt in China. Like, nobody would have imagined how they dealt with it. They deal it with not dealing with it, completely hiding from it. Okay, there were other floods before. There were other natural disaster before. I mean, like in any other country, right? Even the CCP, you know, back 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, right? The communist leader at that time would at least go to an epicenter of a natural disaster, whether it's earthquake or flood or, you know, a plague or something, or, you know, explosion or whatever, okay? So they would show up to show that they're in control. Right. But this time, this flood, no leader, no national leader showed up in anywhere during the height of the flood. The flood is so dangerous that the Three Gorges, the largest dam itself, is in great danger.
Yeah, because that's one of the big stories right now, is that dam is potentially going to fail because of poor construction and the super high water level. And there's truth to that?
There is. There's a lot of truth to it. Actually, itself is a scandal. The construction of the Three Gorges itself is a scandal. And that explains in part why this is not talked about. Right. So let me give you a little bit of history of the Three Gorges Dam. It was a controversial idea. And so not even Mao Zedong, Chairman Mao, approved it. But after the June 4th, at that time, the China premier's is a guy named Li Peng. He used to be the minister of hydro electricity, right? Mm-hmm. So, electricity power. Okay, so it was his pet project. Right. So after the June 4th massacre, he and Jiang Zemin, people should be familiar with that name. This would be, Jiang Zemin would be a name, in the future, would be worth will be more infamous than Stalin, Hitler, Nero, all those worst demonic names in the history. Right? So I'm making a statement here, and a lot of things we say. I like this program a lot because a lot of things we say in this program, we are a few months ahead, at least a few months ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So this name, I hope people to start to recognize that name. Right? This is the worst, not one of the worst, but absolutely the worst demonic person in the entire human history. Right? So he and Zhang Gang together used the political power after the Dreamforce massacre to power through. To start this project. Now, quite a few international, there are several countries, their companies are involved in this. So this is a huge project, and the economics, the money that could be made on this project, right, caused some of the companies from other countries, I won't name them here, to be greedy and support this. It's a total disregard of of Chinese people's wellness, right? And so this is part of the reason that why this is not covered, right? So at the beginning, when the Chinese government tried to justify the building of the dam, they got some scientists to say this dam will stop once in 10,000 year flood. And they've been saying this up to the finish, the completion of the construction of the three dam. And then in the next couple of years, they changed. I say, okay, this dam will be able to stop, once in a flood. That's once in a thousand times. Once in a thousand years. So it was once in 10,000 years, right? And then now it can stop flood that would happen once in once that's at a scale of once in a 10,000 year, right? And then in the next couple of years, and then it gets down to once in 100 year. Right? So that's a deception already. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of history, but go back to what happened this year. So this year, when really half of China is threatened by, well, not threatened, suffered flood in all places. The Three Gorges is a national, it definitely is a national crisis. Because if that dam is broken by the flood, right, some people calculated over 600 million people.
Wow.
Downstream from that dam would be killed. It should be a national crisis. It actually should be international watch point. It should be a focus of that. There's little coverage. And then at the government level.
Hold that thought, and let's take a really quick break and come back with that so I don't have to cut you off mid-thought, although I probably just did. Sorry. You're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keeps rolling on back to the sea.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Oh, black water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to in North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break into?
Seems like we have a lot of good music for today. Every time we talk to you, Dr. Chen, it's like, let's see, how many songs do we have about things that are bad? So talk about the government part now. Like, you had the inspector. Yeah. And Bill was saying, too, that the inspectors at the beginning, he was just reading a thing, the inspectors at the beginning thought that it would fail, and yet they just did it anyway.
So, in this through Gorgistan crisis should be an international crisis. That should get international attention, right? Yet, there's little coverage, right? Now, on to this crisis itself. The highest government official to say anything in China, to say anything in press conference, to answer any question, was it the third ranking or fifth ranking minister, deputy or assistant secretary from the hydraulic power department. So that is a very low ranking government official in response to this national, should have been a national crisis. Right? So, to make an analogy, now we know coronavirus has become an international crisis. It's becoming a pandemic. Right? But if China or if the CCP was able to cover up, to suppress it, we wouldn't even know about it. right? So there are many potential coronavirus crises has been covered up so far already. And so it says, it tells us the other way around, that because there are so many potential big things has been covered up, so anything that broke out in China, it would instantly become international crisis. And this is something we got to realize. I think what is more dangerous than danger itself, or what is more dangerous than a danger, is not aware, not even knowing that danger is coming.
Sure.
That is what is going on with the world, with the whole world towards China. Now, of course, we know a little bit about coronavirus. Okay, now, let me go back to the flood. This flood, right, if you know, some people, not just some people, a lot of people, quite a few, some, you know, people with good credentials said if it broke, you know, 600 million people would be killed downstream, right? You know, let's cut half of it, okay? 300 million people, right? That's a big deal, right? Let's just lessen it to 100 million. That's still a crisis, but it gets little coverage. And so, now then, why? First of all, that is a failure, okay? When such a major thing like coronavirus, now coronavirus is a result, not only the result of a cover-up. Now, we all learn to condemn. Well, there's a lot of a condemning or criticism, or some people try to press charges against China for the CCP for covering up. It's first of all, a failure. That is a failed government. That's how this government is going to handle everything coming out of from China. Coronavirus is not an exception, but a rule. And this is proven by the flood. Now, the world doesn't even get to know it. There is some coverage, but not proportion to the crisis. So, that first of all is a failure. But because China is so big, any of its failure, if it becomes true, would be a humanity's crisis. And this is one thing that humanity still doesn't realize, that a crisis in China, because how that government covers up or fail, right, it instantly becomes a humanity's crisis. And so why, then we ask the question, why all this crisis gets covered up?
It's kind of mind-blowing, the things they cover up are so big.
Well, I think it's a little easier to cover up when you have media state controlled. I mean, the people are only going to hear what the state wants them to hear. So anything else would be a rumor.
Because the true reason is because this is systematic failure. Because China is a failed state. And the failure is a systematic failure. It's the communism. It's the whole system. Right? So any crisis, any natural disaster would expose that failure, would make that system illegitimate. And so for the survival of that system, for the survival of that failed system, it has to use all means to cover up. So that process make the failure, make a disaster bigger and bigger. It's a self-generating disaster until it can no longer contain. So that is a system that it's a cancer that the whole humanity have to deal with.
Right.
Have to realize that it's, if it's not COVID, we call it COVID-19. Right? But if it's not COVID-19, it will be COVID-20. It's just inevitable. Right? So if it's not espionage or economic, we call it economic espionage, right? That, you know, we Americans are angry about, then it will be something else. That is a disaster in the making. It's a matter of time. Okay. So let me give you another example. Right. This will be another. This is a crisis in the making already. So, because of the flood and a number of there's on top of that flood, there's other problems in China, locust and other diseases, and there are many other problems. Smaller problem that I don't want to spend time on. But as a result of coronavirus flood crisis, oh, by the way, the flood crisis, right? How is it disappeared? It did not disappear, but how is disappear in a way? Okay, and without international awareness. Without people's awareness, right, the authorities discharged the flood in many regions, without informing the people. So a lot of people get killed because when you discharge a flood from a dam, you're supposed to inform the people downstream. To prepare to move, right?
Well, when you don't inform them, there's not many people to complain. I mean, it pretty well takes care of the problem. That's terrible.
Right. Right. So that's how they deal with it. It is a failed system trying to cover up its failure, and that's what China is. Right. So because of this, it's one failure leading to another failure. One crisis inevitably lead to another crisis. And the next crisis, it's actually coming. Right. It's already made.
It seems like every crisis that happens is a little bigger than the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's inevitable, by the way. Because that's the mechanism driving it, right? It's a failed system. It's a failed system, but the system do not allow people to know it's a failure. So it's cover up. In the process of covering up, it makes the failure bigger. Next, so the next crisis is already here. But I don't know whether you know about it. It's a food crisis, food shortage, because the flood has decimated food production in many places.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
That totally makes sense. Plus, they've already had flooding and locusts, so the only thing left is famine.
Yeah.
You know.
We have to take a really quick break when we come back. I better start playing some happy music in the middle.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We're coming right back. Our guest is Dr. Shizong Chen. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Give me the sweat, you take it all you need. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes, everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry.
I think if we're going to talk about food shortages, like if I was the CCP, that's a song I'd be playing all over the place. I'd be coming out all the little speakers in the mall and everywhere. No, nothing to see here. Move along. Well, don't worry, it'll be fine. Yikes.
Well, that's what the government is telling in China as well.
Right? Yeah. So I was kind of channeling
and,
it.
And yeah. So now to make it worse, in the past year or so, a number of major fire or arson that took place in the strategic grain storage site in China. So a lot of grains, strategic grain storage, were burned accidentally, right? And they are not accidents, right? They are the local, whoever is in charge of the storage, their way to make their problem to go away, because they have stolen and profit from those storages. They sold them. They make money from it. But the food are gone. So how they're gonna be accountable? They start a fire, they're all burned down. So
right.
Wipe out all the evidence. Right. So this is compounding the problem. So now, it dangerous famine. I hope it doesn't develop into a famine, but the crisis is already there. Because let me ask you, what is the worst famine you know in human history? Which one?
Gosh, there's been so many.
What?
I say there's been so many. It's hard to say.
Well, they always had the Ethiopians and
a lot of famine in Africa.
A lot of famine in Africa.
Right. But on text book or you know what's available, most people would know that the Ukraine famine.
That's true. There's that one.
Yeah, made or brought into existence by Stalin was the worst famine because 20 million people were starved to death. Right, so that's 20 million. That's just no, but that is not the worst. The largest man-made famine happened in China in the winter of 1959 to 1960. 60 million people starved to death.
And that was under Stalin?
No. It was in China.
Oh, China.
That's under China.
1959 to 1960.
That's under Mao Zedong.
Mao, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that gets little talked. Right? So, the current food crisis, whether it will become a famine, I don't know. Right? I hope not. But there's a food crisis. Right? So, now, facing all this, what happened? What did the Chinese government respond to this? And let me just tell you here, right, and to see if it makes sense. Right. So while all this is going on, the Chinese government forcibly forced through the Hong Kong sedition law. Right, that caused rightly justifiably an international outcry, and the United States government responded by sanctioning some of the Chinese officials in Hong Kong, also passed through a Hong Kong democracy law, right? And then China caused a border conflict with India. Now, there was some fighting in India. And then South China Sea crisis. And then the Taiwan Strait crisis. And then last month, the CCP ordered Inner Mongolia to stop teaching Mongolian language.
Mm.
Think about this, right? When they have a whole bunch of problems that they should deal with, right? They not only didn't deal with it, they're trying to start fire elsewhere. You know, in the border conflict with India, in South China Sea conflict. So, and then, most incredibly, a couple of weeks ago, Xi Jinping, the current CCP leader, ordered a celebration meeting or a celebration of China overcoming or winning a resounding victory over the coronavirus. So, now, this is more than a failed government.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. So, now, in our normal thinking, right, they're intelligent. People who are smart. They're less smart people. They're people with a low wit. But then, until I realized what's going on with China, I thought, wow, there exists there are counter-intelligence or counter-wit. That there's things that, you know, not only intelligent people would not be doing, stupid people will not do it. Okay? There are things that stupid people is not capable of doing. So the worst we can think of government is a failed government. But the CCP is doing something beyond being stupid. But they're not stupid.
Yeah, these aren't accidents, all these things that they do.
So that system is designed to do counter-governance. And so once we realize that, yeah, we talk about many people outside China. I've been commenting the Chinese government, or actually the CCP, right? What they say, the Chinese government, it's really the CCP. They say, when we're competing with the CCP, we often fail because the Chinese government take a long view. We only take short view. So our short view is no competition against their long view. They are willing to sacrifice short-term gain and their vision is very long, so our short view cannot compete with the long view. No. The Chinese government, or actually the CCP, do not have a long view. They have a counter view.
Say that again. They have a what?
Counter view.
Oh, a counter view.
Or counter governance.
Okay.
So it's like normal government would do certain things to fulfill the government responsibility. The Chinese government is beyond a failed government. It's a counter-government. It does things a normal government absolutely wouldn't do. It makes no sense. But they have been doing it. They have been doing it for years.
Well, isn't a lot of that because they never get challenged? I mean, there isn't any nations out there other, I think, than the United States right now that's challenging China on just about anything.
Well, they've disarmed the people, and it's got to be pretty scary living in a country where you know that the government would willingly infect you with a virus, starve you, flood you. I mean, human life's pretty cheap there. Or harvest your organs. I mean, there's always that joyride that's available.
So I think this brings up the next topic that I want to cover. That is how United States have been dealing with it, because there's some update on that we should be aware of also. I think the Trump administration is doing great, yet I think there are some new things that we should be aware of, but I see that our time is coming up.
Yes, the time's always coming up, isn't it? But that's cool. We have a whole another hour. So we will be chatting with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chin. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us at wethepeopleradio.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Amy Coney Barrett could soon be the newest member of the Supreme Court.
In a White House Rose Garden ceremony, the president revealed his selection of the 48-year-old Barrett.
One of our nation's most brilliant
and gifted legal minds.
He said the federal judge is an originalist.
Amy Coney Barrett will decide cases based on the text of the Constitution as written.
If confirmed by the Senate, Barrett made this promise.
I pledge to discharge the responsibilities of this job to the very best of my ability.
Republicans hope to confirm Barrett before the November 3rd election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Disturbing new numbers, the Pentagon says military suicides increasing 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked. Service members struggling with isolation and COVID-19, in addition to the pressures of deploying to war zones, responding to national disasters, and addressing civil unrest. New figures from the FBI, it finds recent shootings of police officers have left scores injured. Stark reminders of the dangers facing law enforcement. So far this year, 37 law enforcement officers have been feloniously killed in the line of duty. We could soon be paying less at the pump.
Crude oil prices being stable, gasoline can do what it wants to do, and it wants to drop. Chances are that if crude oil prices showed a change, it would be down.
Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Report. Prince Charles is warning that some 1 million young people in Great Britain may need urgent help, he says, to protect them from the ravages of COVID-19, as more and more cases there have been reported. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
More COVID-19 cases in Southwest Asia.
India has registered more than 88,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases in the past day, in a declining trend with recoveries exceeding daily infections. New cases have fallen by around 7,000 daily in the past week, after reaching a record number close to 100,000 earlier this month. Still, India is expected to become the pandemic's worst-hit country within weeks, surpassing the United States, where more than 7 million people have been infected. Although India has the highest number of recovered patients in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University. I'm Sarah Bassett.
North Korea accusing the South of sending ships across the disputed sea boundary to find the body of a South Korean official who was recently killed by North Korean troops. More talks on that matter scheduled this week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Major changes at Facebook as the long-awaited oversight board that will act as a referee on whether specific content is allowed on Facebook reforms is set to launch next month.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced 2 years ago that he was setting up the quasi-independent board. The announcement followed criticism that the company wasn't moving fast enough to remove misinformation and hate speech. The board is intended to rule on thorny content issues, such as when Facebook or Instagram posts constitute hate speech.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. That board, by the way, is testing newly deployed tech systems. And if those tests go to plan, it would start accepting and reviewing appeals in October. In Massachusetts, two former administrators of a veterans home, where dozens of people have died of COVID-19, have now been charged with the handling of that outbreak. It's the first criminal case in the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to We the People Radio. This is the second half of our show here on September 27th, 2020. And my name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And if there's anything ag, turf-related, generators, weed whackers, they're also a steel dealer, so all your steel products are in stock. Go by and see them or give them a call at 226-9226 or get them on the web at papemachinery.com. And that's P-A-P-E, by the way, machinery.
Yeah, because it sounds tricky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pepe.
Something.
Pape. Yeah, it's Pape.
And, so you know, just one thing I'd throw in is they're a really good employer, by the way.
Yeah.
So if you happen to live in a place where, because they have how many stores?
Oh, gosh, 160.
Yeah, if you happen to live in a place that has a Pat Bay store, they're a really good company to work for, family-owned, like second generation?
Yeah, second or third generation, yeah.
Which is usually where it all falls apart, and actually that hasn't happened, so that's a rare and wonderful change. So, that being said, we are going to continue on discussing China with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen, and I was going to add, in the middle of his bio, I kind of always go for the beginning and the end, but in the middle, it's pretty interesting. So, he's spoken extensively on the issues of human rights in China, and since 2001, he's frequented meetings of the UN Human Rights Commission in Geneva, and spoken to the council. He's spoken to many forums that are pushing for the cause of human rights. And I think that when it comes to China and human rights, I don't think we have enough people piping up on this. So it's a very important thing that he's doing. He actually was a panelist at the annual meeting of the California Bar Association. He's spoken to Amnesty International's U.S. West region and made numerous appearances at various forums and on radio, here we are, and TV and interviews. So if you have a group or a program or you listen to another radio show and you think, hey, their audience would really like this too, get a hold of us. All our contact information is at wethepeopleradio.us, and we'll put you in touch with Dr. Chen so that you can get his information firsthand. He's also co-authored several books, and he's telling me something. Yes? Are you telling us a better way to contact you?
Yeah, going through you is a good way. But I can get, but right now there's so many annoying phone calls, so the number that I recognize, I don't take their phone calls. So
yeah, the
I
phone's think, turned out to be a bit of a loser. It used to be great when we had cell phones, because then only people who knew us would call, but yeah, this is hearkening back to our childhood with the landline on the kitchen wall, and you just never knew who was on it. If people have interest, email me, and I'd be happy to forward that to Dr. Chen. He's done a bunch of different things, written several books, co-authored on Stories of Conscience, the Falun Gong Report, Falun Gong, Humanity's Last Stand, and now in a third edition. And most recently, a comprehensive report on the extensive psychiatric torture taking place in China. So these are the things that we, besides the fact they don't tell us that the largest dam in the world is in China and failing, besides that, and that, you know, there's a, likely a famine on its way, people really don't have access, I think, in the mainstream media. They just never cover the human rights abuses. And I'll just be political for 5 seconds.
No.
I'm guessing under a Joe Biden administration, we're never going to hear about human rights abuses in China. I think that would
no.
No, that's already been prepackaged and ready to go.
That'd be about the worst thing that could possibly happen to your cause, I think.
So, yeah, let me add a few words to that.
Please do.
That, so, we, in this country, we Americans, you know, realize it or not, we have been invaded by the CCP. What President Trump called invisible enemy. They already killed 200,000 Americans. That's a war. Right? And I'm startled to see that, you know, there's not a clear cut anti-CCP platform in half of our two-party system. You know, do people realize that Democrat National Convention, they don't talk about China? This is a war. This is the greatest crisis we have faced this country in many years. And yet, they don't talk about it. Now, that's fine. What's startling, what really surprised me is that the party that put resisting the CCP's, you know, aggression as its most important agenda, that is the Republicans, they're not leading by a landslide.
I know, that's amazing, isn't it?
Right. It really puzzles me. But I do have an explanation. Right? The concept we brought up today, that contra-government, right? Really, that's for lack of words, there could be a better word to describe it. But the concept should cause some people to think that behind that concept really is that this communism, the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party, is counter-humanity. It's a counter-humanity force. And we have not come to a full understanding of it. I wholeheartedly support the current administration's policy, against the CCP. But I must say that this is just at the very beginning. Our understanding of the damage, the threat, the peril that the CCP has forced upon us is, you know, our understanding of that is still very shallow. Right. Let me say about this, address this in two aspects. Right. So one of the things that Secretary Pompeo and including other cabinet members of the Trump administration have said that they want to separate China. They want to separate the CCP from the country China. And that's absolutely correct. Okay.
How would they even do that?
Well, they just say that refuse to acknowledge that the CCP represents China.
Okay, so
yeah.
Isn't that the only isn't that the only government in China?
Right. So brought up the right point. Exactly. So,
who do you talk to?
Yeah. So while they can deny the representation of China by the CCP, which is correct, I agree. The CCP is not China. Right? CCP is contra China, against China.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the current administration still deal with the Chinese government as a Chinese government. That is not a real government. That we need to realize that's a failed government. It's a counter government. It's against government. It's, so we may have to deal with it, but we may not have to deal with it. If we want to deal with it, we must find a way to tell the CCP that we don't be, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be where you are, right?
Well, I think the fastest way to do that would be to expose them, and that seems to be the part that our media would do, but they have heretofore done a terrible job.
Can't seem to convince them to pipe up.
We've got to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Who's to say I can't do everything, well, I can try. And as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes, everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Tune in to North 8 Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Speaking of that, we hope you do send this show to your friends and family. It's about the only way we're going to smarten everybody up on these major topics is if we the people do it, because something's happening in our media. They all seem to be obsessed with the same stuff, and I don't know. You know, there are a lot of shows who do a pretty good job of doing compilations of the talking points of the day, and it seems that you can watch any channel at any time, and they all say the exact same thing. Like, how does that work? Does everybody get a memo or something? I'm just excited we're not on the memo list. We're not
exactly.
On the distribution
for
the memo.
We don't get it.
No, we don't get the memo. Although, we would mock the memo if we did. So, in case they do want to send it to us, we'd love to make fun of it.
Might be why we don't get it.
That's probably exactly why we don't get it. So, Dr. Chen, if the United States was going to deal with somebody you know, a government entity or someone useful in China that wasn't the CCP, does that even exist currently?
We have to identify them. We have to help them. And this brings up the second point up. By the way, I have to apologize to you and to our audience because the nature of our discussion, that all this topic, we only have time, we only have the information to touch them very lightly. So many of the things that we have discussed before, I think we were the first one to say that WHO, messed this COVID-19 up. Right? And a few months later, it becomes a major topic. So it's because of the nature, we can only touch this topic very lightly, but each topic, we can make multiple grams into it, like a flood, right? In China, right? But we only just deal with it in 15 minutes or so. So now back to this topic, that how are we gonna identify them? And this is bringing up a second topic, a second key point of the U.S. policy, new policy towards China, and that is. Again, Secretary Pompeo advocated or declared that we want to make a distinction between the CCP and the Chinese people. Right? And again, I agree with that 100%. Right? But what does it mean? What does it entail? What it needs to be done. A lot of the, so every 10 hours, FBI Director Christopher Wray, back in July gave a speech and disclosed every 10 hours. There's a Chinese espionage, economic espionage case be brought up, right? The thing is, those spies, majority of those spies are not trained. They're not professionally trained. They are actually your common Chinese friend, perhaps your neighbor. For some reason, they become Chinese agents.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's a very deep reason behind it. And we need to understand how China is a 5,000 or even longer civilization. The Chinese people, as far as I know, and you look around, a lot of Chinese people, they're nice people. But how a large number of them, this is a very large number of them, turned into spies. And they're not trained to be spies. So we need to understand that. And there are many reasons, but one of the reasons that I want to bring up is that because the destruction of value, the destruction of moral value, and the destruction of their national pride that made those nice Chinese people into spies to commit crimes, because there's no standard that they can follow.
We talk about in this program that currently in China, there are only two values that are permitted by the authority. Monetary and nationalistic.
And nationalistic what?
Again, nationalistic, well, the Chinese government claim it's as a nationalistic, well, your love for our country.
Okay.
Basically, you know, Chinese people are supposed to love China, just like, you know, black people are supposed to vote for Biden, right? If you don't vote for me.
That's right. You're not black.
It's
you're not black if you don't vote for Biden, yeah.
Right. It's the same logic.
Hmm.
Mind you, it's the same logic, right? If we have time, I want to delve into that. Right. What the Chinese, what the CCP have done to the Chinese people, logically, substantively, essentially, is the same thing that what the radical Democrats have done to, African Americans. Right. But if we have time, I'll come back to this topic. But that's political correctness. Recognize that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you are African American and you don't vote for Biden, that is politically incorrect. It is only politically correct if you vote for, Biden. But that's the same kind of thing in China. We talk about this program. And again, I apologize to our audience. All of this topic, we have only at the time to touch upon them very lightly. But we did talk about that currently in China, there are only two values that's permitted by the government. One is money. Right? The richer you are, the more glorious you are. And second, you must love the country, i.e., you must love CCP.
Right.
If you do not love CCP, you're dead.
Yeah, literally.
So, but they don't call it that way. They care love for our nation. Right? So it's nationalistic love. But in reality, it's a nationalistic hatred. It's what I called before national hatredism. Right? Look at the United States. The people who vote, right? There's polls to say that people who would vote for Trump is because they love Trump. Right? People who would vote for Biden is out of their hatred towards Trump. There's a parallel there. And that's why I say, you know, the logic behind it, the substance behind it is the same, right? But the love for China, national love in China is not a love, it's a hatred. And that's what the Chinese government has turned Chinese nationals into. And this is something that our scholars, our policymakers, our media, if they want to, our media, right? If they want to, they need to understand. And then, based on that, to come up with a better, more successful China policy. Right now, the China policy is good, but I think to go to the next step, we need a deeper understanding into why that is, right? And for now, let me just say that the reason why the mainstream media or the Democrat-leaning media do not criticize or try to avoid criticizing the CCP is because they are the one that invited
the CCP in the United States. That's a fair point.
Okay, so let's take a really quick break so I don't have to bust that up, because that's a good thing to bring up. Yeah, how did all this wind up here and so deeply embedded? Be a nice thing for you to clue people in on. So you're listening to We the People, and you can join us at wethepeopleradio.us, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's one of those songs where you can't miss the point and you can't miss the words. They wanted to make sure you got it. That would be like the CCP theme song, actually. Because they basically get everybody to spy for them free. I mean, it's not like they all go to, you know, CIA school and learn how to spy.
Right.
This is just like a giant, you know, kind of, I don't know about you, but kind of reminds me of what's going on here with this idiotic mask thing and all that. You have all these people that think it's okay to run around and tattle on their neighbors. And
well, and then unfortunately you have the people that will do it just for money. I mean, the I think they just busted a guy here that was in.
Yeah, he's got to do a year in jail because he had people at his house or something.
Well, no, they had a guy that was
the rules.
Spying for 20 years for him, making tons of money
for the Chinese.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about the thing. How do you get everyone to do that? Well, I mean, we're seeing it here in the United States. Who would have ever thought we'd have, you know. I mean, we used to make fun of that. Helen Kravitz, I don't know if you know old American TV, but Helen Kravitz was a character on Bewitched, and she was the nosy neighbor lady across the street who was always looking out her shades. And kind of, she was like the neighborhood rat squad.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made fun of that for years.
No, but now, I mean, you
now
you go
like
somewhere and you don't have a mask.
Now it's everywhere.
Well, who was telling us the other day that somebody got in their face and was going to call the police because they didn't have a mask on?
Yeah.
It's like, go ahead.
This is where it starts, huh?
Yep, this is it.
Confirm that for me, Dr. Chen. Is this how we get everybody to do what the Chinese have done?
Okay, so let me go back a little bit, okay? We have our new China policy because we are threatened by this CCP virus that came from China. That's a rude jolt to us. If it's not that, we may not even at where we are. Right? But we need to understand better because our policy now, basically, our current policy is disengage with the CCP or disengage with China. And so we're pulling back our businesses, we're pulling back our international collaboration. We're just trying to cut all the ties with what we had with China. Right? So that's called the disengaging. Right? Disengaging with a bad government or evil government is good. But I think we need to do better. We need to engage with the good people. We need to support those people who try to do good, right? So I want to advocate for that, right? And so that is one thing that I think are still not strong, right? So you ask a good question, right? How do we identify who we're to work with? There are good people. Right. So, but I want to go back to how we get invaded first. The United States, not since 1812, have ever been invaded by a foreign country. Right. Not even the Nazis, not even the Soviet Union. Have ever invaded our country. But Secretary Pompeo said this is not a Cold War 2.0. And he said, in a way, resisting the CCP is more difficult than to the Soviet Union because the CCP has enmeshed with our economy, our society, our culture, right? And how did that happen? The invasion, by the way, the invasion did not happen when China became a powerhouse, economic powerhouse. It actually happened when the CCP was at its weakest, most vulnerable. That's after the 1989 June 4th massacre and after the collapse of communism in East Europe and Russia. That is when the CCP was at its weakest. And how did they play this trick to us, to America? When we talked about in this reading again, we talked about something I named it, generous barbarism. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Generous barbarism.
Right. CCP at that time coined that Listen, we are not Hitler. We are not Stalin. We will not only we will not threaten you, we'll make you profit. Right? And you don't have to pay a dime. All you have to do is look away how I profit. And you're going to get the share of that profit. Right. So, basically the CCP bribes the U.S. establishment, elites, into the silence of the CCP crimes in China. And profit from it. But basically, we agreed to let the CCP to become our white gloves to do the bloody job. But unfortunately, that invited the CCP into our life, into this country. And they're still here. And those people who invited them to be here, they are the reason why the media are not talking about it, why Americans do not know about it, why the Democrat National Conference did not talk about China, why Biden. Remember, less than a year ago, Biden claimed China is not our enemy. But when he talked about China as his enemy, he doesn't make a distinction between the CCP and China. So it is the same force that has invited the CCP into our lives, into our economy, that is still defending or avoiding the topic of the CCP. And that is the deeper problem. And that is something that we are to really have a more effective China policy. This is something that we need to deal with. We need to have more public awareness, or our scholars have to look into it. And, then this is the thing that I want to do my best to bring up public awareness. And then we also have to realize, because of that, because that infiltration, it's over 20 years. Okay? The invasion started in 1989. It's more than a quarter of a century that we have invited that into our country. And so communism is alive and well in the United States. I remember that when I first came to the United States, and back in the 1980s, 1990s, the hottest topic, the political debate at that time, for many years, is pro-choice and pro-life. And that was the most serious topic at that time.
Gosh,
right now?
We've come a long way since then, haven't we?
Yeah, no kidding.
We have gone downhill from then. The topic we're talking now are, anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
The society was never as divided as now. The Americas. The United States was never as divided as now. And very important reason is communism. They don't call it communism. They call it socialism.
Mm-hmm.
They call it progressives. They call it social justice. And this, behind it, are the same thing.
communism. And counter-governance, what I, you know, it's a one form that we can observe, right? It's just one display of the evilness of that system. But it really manifests in many other ways. What we see in this country now.
Let's take a really quick break before you get into that, because I would like to have you fully explore that, because your perspective is much more informed than I think most of us who've lived here our whole lives. And even if we think it's scary and off, I think your viewpoint actually informs us quite well on that. So I'd like you to get into that. How does all this connect to, you know, the socialism and progressivism and all the things that we're seeing here? And where do you think that goes?
Yeah, where's it? Where's
I'm pretty
it,
sure I know where
leaning?
It goes.
Yeah, we know where it's going.
Somewhere bad. We'll be right back. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Okay, so now you're an American citizen, and you're looking at what's going on in this country, and that has to be absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
Not so, to put too fine a point on it, but it's like you've been there and done that.
When I watch a lot that is going on in this country, right, and it's like I have experienced it before, even though it's a different form, right? When I see political correctness, I said to myself, oh, that's what it is. I've experienced it before. When I see this hatred spinning, I have experienced this before. It just sets the cultural background, the country is different, the cultural background is different, the political setup is different. But the nature of the manipulation is the same, mm-hmm. right? Let me just name a few, all right? The most important one is the rewriting of history.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, June, whom you have interviewed before, right? He talked to your program before.
Right.
Spoke her experience, how she was given a different version of China until she attended or watched the Shenyun show. And from there, she found for herself what real China is. Right? And that woke her up. Right? Changing history is powerful. Right? And this is what is going on in the United States. They rewrite history. Right? So let me tell you how China's history, share a little bit with you, how China's history was rewritten to fan up hatred in China. And then I'm sure our audience, you and our audience would see the similarity with what's going on here. So the biggest thing that the CCP has been playing in history is to tell Chinese people that you have been taken advantage by all kinds of people. You have been exploited. You have been discriminated. The European countries have invaded our country. They have signed. They have forced us to accept, terrible, treaties. And we have been robbed. We have been, lynched. We have been this or that, that. Okay. Now, some of it is true. Human history, humanity, has made mistakes before, and we will continue to make history. We will continue to make mistakes. But to mischaracterize those mistakes and make a conspiracy plan out of it, that's a different thing, right? Yes, some of the terrible things have happened to Chinese people. But it happened maybe for a different reason. It was a mistake that is happened for one reason or another. But it is not because that the European people has a ill feeling towards Chinese people as a people. It's not like, the whole collection of America hate Chinese people. A whole collection of one group hating another group. But that's what China made us to believe. And I still remember when I was young, when I was, in elementary school, that I feel how lucky I was that the party told us that 2/3 of the world's people live in poverty Actually, they lived worse than poverty. They were like living dungeons. They were, you know, they lived like an animal. That's what the party told me. Two-thirds of the people. And only when I came out to the free world, I realized it's the other way. It is the Chinese people under the CCP who live in a terrible situation. Okay. So that's changing the history. Not only they change history, and then they degrade you. Now, this is the second part. This is happening, okay? Right, in the United States. How did the Chinese party degrade Chinese people? They tell you, our country is a backwards country, right? Because we have been taken advantage by all this European country, by America, right? So we were deprived of, you know, certain good quality. We didn't have the proper education. So you know, the Chinese people are, you know, we are low quality people. We are not deserving of democracy. Democracy would need high quality people. Right? So we have our unique situation. Right? And then so we must demand justice from, you know, those who have taken advantage, abused us before. And because of that, they have to listen to us, they have to compensate us. Right? This is essential of what's going on here. A certain group were told that they need a party to take care of them. They need government to take care of them. Right. That's what we were told. When I come to this country, when I see what's going on in this country, I say, I've seen this before. So I would love to have a, you know, conversation with my African-American friend and to share with them what I have gone through, what I see, what's going on. Right? When the government said you cannot take care of yourself, right? And that's what's still going on in China, right? The Chinese government have Hong Kong have those celebrities to come out to tell Chinese people. I realized, okay, some of the infamous celebrities tell Chinese people, you know, through all my life experience, I finally realized that we are a people that needs governance. We need to be ruled. We need to be given guidance. We don't have that quality. We have a long way to go. And that's what's going on here. This is actually very degrading. Yes, there were some unfortunate history. But that's not deliberate. In fact, it's a humanity's struggle for better, just like in this case in the United States. It's a process of making the union more perfect.
Provided we don't shoot ourselves in the foot before we get that far.
Well, that's exactly right, though. I mean, that's how we have become who we are, is through the mistakes we've made in the past, and I think we can
learn from it.
Absolutely, we learn
right,
from
boys,
it. You can't erase it.
We are out of time. It has happened. It happened yet again. Hit it, Travis. Throw a little hell's bells down
Dr.
on
Chen,
this.
Dr. Chen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Chen. We look forward to chatting with you again. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. We'll see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.